And we will now, we've hit the halfway mark, so we are going to hear from participant four next, Luke Trinity. Luke is a student in the Department of Computer Science, and his presentation is titled COVID-19, Coming Back to the Fold.
This spiky orb on the middle left of the screen is known to most everyone, a symbol for COVID-19, the disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, leading to the current pandemic. What most of you know by now about SARS-CoV-2 is that it is an RNA virus. RNA is similar to DNA, except that where DNA is double-stranded, RNA has only a single strand. That makes RNA a lot like a piece of string. And if you have ever put a piece of string in your pocket, you know that it is guaranteed to fold into a knot. Viruses have evolved alongside us since the dawn of humankind, and you can be sure that the folding of SARS-CoV-2 is not a coincidence. Indeed, like a piece of string, RNA folds in predictable and essential ways to perform functions inside of your cells. Interestingly, the virus's survival depends on packing a very light suitcase, meaning everything in the suitcase has a purpose, sometimes many. Thus, the RNA must fold in creative ways to produce everything it needs to infect you. I believe we can use the virus's adept folding against it, and my research has uncovered an Achilles heel that can stop the virus in its tracks. If we look at the SARS-CoV-2 RNA from start to finish, shown in the bottom here, we see an example of a clever way SARS-CoV-2 has found to pack its bag. The two sections shown here, in blue and orange, each function separately, but sometimes the RNA folds and knots itself in a specific shape, shown here on the right, in order to perform a function that is distinct from each of the sections on their own. This particular function is crucial for the virus's survival in your body. My goal is to disrupt this folding as a treatment option for those afflicted by COVID-19. Using computational methods to predict, we have identified previously unknown folding pathways that can undermine this essential structure. Fully understanding these pathways is crucial to flipping the switch and stopping the virus from entering more cells. Amazingly, many different viruses use folding like this to function, including Omicron, all variants of COVID-19, and even HIV. Therefore, we hope to not only contribute to stopping the current pandemic, but also any other existing and emerging viruses. Through my work, I believe we can live with the SARS-CoV-2 virus while not living with COVID-19. And it all comes back to the fold. Thank you very much.